Today we're talking about dopamine, what it is and its functions. Dopamine is a hormone and neurotransmitter known as the feel-good chemical. It plays a role in functions such as movement, behavior, focus, learning, mental health, motivation, sleep, mood, arousal, and more. Hi there and welcome to the Livoni and Sarah Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Livoni.
And I'm Sarah. Dopamine levels can fluctuate throughout your life. Too much or too little dopamine can lead to health issues. Symptoms of low levels include ADHD, restless leg syndrome, tired, moodiness, lack of motivation, and obesity. Too much dopamine is linked to aggressiveness and trouble controlling your impulses. How do you know if dopamine levels are optimal? But before we dig into dopamine, let's recap on last week's episode and challenges for the Change of Seasons in Our Life episode. Livoni, do you want to remind us what the episode was and how did you get on?
So the challenge for the Change of Seasons, so the episode was it was two parts. So one of the challenge, was to use a notebook or a journal, you know, planner, diary, whatever. Reflect back on the times you'd been through a different season and what did you do to work through it, okay, and the changes it brought. So that was one thing. And then the second thing was on a like a new page or in another column, write down what you're doing to embrace the season that you're in now.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe figure out what season you're in now. We talked about that. It runs through from autumn and then it goes through, you know, to summer. So you need to just, that's episode 84 if you want to learn more about the four seasons. So of change and discover what you're in. So did you figure out what season you're in now?
I did.
And
so
did you do
yeah,
the challenge?
So to recap very, very briefly. So autumn was the frustration and worry season. Winter was the planning, self-reflection and self-care season. Spring, learning, grasping new opportunities. And summer was to enjoy the rewards and the fulfillment of all of the work you've done. So I did. I noted and reflected, although I had a pretty good idea about where I was already. And I did the challenge of writing down, thinking back through previous seasons, which were difficult for me, and what got me through those. So the things I noted down from that was I got moving. I can clearly reflect on many, many times that I started really embracing some exercise. I took a bubble bath every day, and I hadn't even realized that I had
bath.
And when I look back to it, I was like, oh, I did that every day.
I
made plans and I journaled and I took action. So I booked future events, made some nice plans for myself. So then on my other side of the page, I wrote my current season. So on reflection, I'm in winter season for me. So I'm in that planning, self-reflection, self-care stage. And where I'm at, if I've made some plans and starting to put them into action, but I need to add some movement, so some exercise, some self-care and some fun. So that was really useful, that exercise for me, thinking, I know I've made some good steps to moving myself through the seasons that I'm in, but I hadn't really remembered what I'd done before to then get me onto that next stage. That was really useful.
Right.
So yeah, I'm classing myself as a winter right now.
A winter, that's nice.
What about
Well,
you?
I look back through the, you know, the times as I move through the seasons, the changes, like the big changes, and acceptance was the, you know, one of the things, looking for any positives and really taking it one step at a time, and looking towards the change as a positive thing. You know, it's often when something comes along, like, you know, that it's hard to see it as a positive, you know, try to create some new plans. And I think in doing all of that, and moving through different seasons, I think you learn about yourself too if you want to stop and think about that. So that's what I did. I feel like I'm coming out of autumn into winter now, which is, you
Similar.
know, kind of timely because,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
that's what we're doing in the Northern Hemisphere, right? So, you know, with the autumn is frustrating and I just think
It
you
is.
feel a bit stuck. Bit of procrastination. So winter, making plans, self-care. And I also think that ties in really well, like we were saying about finishing the year strong. And I think in the episode 83, I think that was. Because that's kind of what, you know, I'm doing. I'm just getting through this. I'm doing a really big shoot at the moment. Sarah knows that. And so I'm just, you know, making plans, getting to how to really finish the year strong. So then I'll be into to winter. So yes, that's me. So we
That's quite
did.
nice. We're in a similar sort of position, actually, which is just
Yeah,
obviously not
yeah.
planned, but it's just the way it is, and because you can help
That's
motivate and
good.
support each other. So that's, yeah,
Yeah,
really good.
exactly. So I think like for dopamine, in people, you hear about serotonin and you hear about dopamine, and I don't think people realize that it has like what it can do, both positive and negative effects of it.
I'd never
It's
thought about it until you suggested the episode, and then I've done my research. It
I've
never
just been
really
listening
occurred
to
to me.
no, I've just been reading about it because when you just feel kind of stuck like that, I think, what is it? And so just for the boring stuff about it, it's released by the brain, right, to send messages between nerve cells and the rest of the body. It is called, I think we said, the feel-good hormone, but it's also called the anticipation
Oh,
molecule.
okay.
It's referred to as the anticipation molecule, which is why it can be bad.
Right.
Because the anticipation of things like food,
Yeah.
if you any addiction like gambling, porn, drugs, alcohol, it's that anticipation where it
Right.
raises up the dopamine levels. Then you have it, and then, well,
And then
then
you
you feel
crash.
like you crash, you feel remorse, or you don't, or you just, it's, and then you want that. You want to keep feeling that sort of
That
dopamine
high.
high, and that's so now that's how you get into addiction. So I found that it's like there's a balance between
Explains it, yeah.
the good and the bad that you somehow need to find. One thing that made a lot of sense to me doing the research for this and reading about it was that the lack of sleep, how it depletes all the things that, and it can, and the obesity and the restless leg syndrome. That's because I have that. I have to take
Yeah,
pills for it. And the
really?
pills that I take, and I just give myself like half of one now.
Yeah.
The pills that I take, which is something that is, the low levels of dopamine can cause that apparently too.
Okay.
So I'd love to not take these because they make you tired. You take them
Do they?
overnight. But if I'm overtired, oh God, I feel like I'm going to crawl out of my sleep. But exercise helps. As exercise, I think exercise and sunlight are the two best things for raising your dopamine level if it is low. I'm sure you found that in your research that you were doing.
I mean,
What do you
I
got to
the
say?
thing that I found quite interesting and probably resonated with me was the sort of the weight control element. And
Yes.
one of the elements I was reading about with that was that the fact that you've overstimulated your dopamine element of your body with lots of high sugar foods, with
Right.
overeating, so kind of through a lifestyle situation with your food. And that's damaged those messages, basically. And
Right.
that's what then causes these cravings and binge eating. And obviously, having spoken about how I find myself sometimes in that relationship with food, I was like, okay, this is really speaking to me then. And some of the times when you do feel lethargic, when you feel all of those things we've listed before, and I thought, okay, I've never thought about it. I've always given myself a bit of criticism about the fact, well, it's because you're binge eating, and it's because, now this is not an excuse, I don't mean that, but I think it's interesting that there's obviously different factors at play here. So yes, there's the
It's
mindset
not just
bit, but
somebody with no self-control, like people think.
which is what I would,
There is
label
like a
myself
chemical
as. You just
thing
sort
in
of
the
think, but there is
brain.
something happening, and I understand that, my mood and things kind of spur me into those situations, and I'm getting much better at controlling those. However, this is interesting. I was like, okay, so there is something else which is at play here. And that bit, and then all of the other things, as you talked about, the fact, your learning, your attention, your mood, the addiction, anxiety even, and depression, it can
Yeah,
really influence and affect.
procrastination.
Exactly. So it all wraps up into a very similar picture, doesn't it? I think we can all identify that description of how people are going to be looking and feeling. And I don't think it is any just one thing, is it? But it's definitely got a role to play within that, which
I know. I was just
never
like,
thought
oh my
about it.
goodness. No. And then you think, I mean, certain people become addicts, whether, the things I live, gambling, food, and then other people don't. And I've often found that quite fascinating as to why. And I think it's often just a, I'm not a doctor, but like a chemical imbalance in the brain for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah,
And
absolutely.
learning this is definitely makes me think, well, yeah, okay, there
I
is a
was
reason.
reading about different suggestions of ways that you can manage your dopamine level within your own
Right.
body. There was an article that I was reading that was kind of very balanced, actually. Because within the article, that it was saying that some people were saying that if you eat a lot of protein, it really helps.
Right.
If you do,
Yeah, I
all of
read
these
that.
different things. But then it came up the other side saying actually there's no evidence within science to say that it will
Oh,
definitely correct it. But
okay.
ultimately, the more I read, particularly around food, was really, it still comes back to exactly the same advice as we would probably always fall back to, which is clean eating. Really do
Right.
restrict the amount of
Focus on your
sugar.
fresh stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah. Stay
reduce the
away
amount
from
of sugar,
processed
the
food.
processed food, get a really good balance. Yes, make sure you're getting enough protein. So I think there's an argument to say enough, but whether the
Right.
additional amount is really going to make that much difference, I think that's where the argument is a little bit gray. But yeah, clean, fresh, low sugar, healthy fats, plenty of protein, all of the
Yeah.
things that we already know. And I think this is ultimately a holistic way of living, isn't it? You're just thinking, okay, I do want to control that. Some of the ways it says the best way to regulate it were, yes, good diet, but exercise, like you said, sunlight, mindfulness and meditation, so that calming
Yeah.
element of your system definitely improves it. This is one that really, again, spoke to me at the moment, was sleep.
Oh,
Sleep and
yes.
activities that make you happy. So
Right,
again, if you
right.
look at your whole lifestyle, you in the center of this kind of universe, your own universe, I suppose, all different things that you're doing are going to have an impact on your hormones and the chemicals that are then affecting your brain. So I think you've got to get real about or connected with the things that you're choosing to do. If you eat in a really poor way, you're going to get an outcome from that, whether that's
Right.
heart disease, whether it's overweight, whether it's a chemical imbalance. Some of it you can't control. You can't, and that's what you're saying. Obviously, medication then has to help. But yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
Well, I also find, I think people think you exercise just to lose weight. A lot of people think, not
Yeah, I
everybody.
know.
But I mean that the what it can do for your mental health is incredible. So I think that, and I also don't think people give enough to sunlight as well. I
Fresh
mean,
air.
granted, in the northern hemisphere, during winter, we know that we don't get that much. But yeah, just getting outside, and I try and do that of a morning if I'm working at home, especially. It's different if I have to drive somewhere. But just to, if the sun's out, get it on your face, or just to be out where there's natural light. And I think people don't think of that, that and movement, like proper exercise, not just, oh, I've been busy. I mean, with my work, especially when I'm on a shoot, I stand a lot and moving around a lot. But yes, I'm moving around, but it's not exercise, like
Dedicated, yeah.
exercise, dedicated exercise. Yeah.
Yeah, I
So I
agree.
think those two things, and like you said, just having a better diet, but people know that.
Yeah,
Right,
you
but they
do, but
might
then
not thought of, the exercise and sunlight part
I think
to
so. And I
help
think
your
you don't
dopamine
want to feel
levels.
like it's a nagging point in your ear, do you? You want it to be like, okay, I'm doing this because I want to nurture every part of me. And I think
Right.
if you can move away from that nagging element of thinking, yeah, I know, I should be eating this, and yes, I know I should be, if you turn that into the other side of going, yeah, but I'm really going to benefit, I'm going to feel better. And I think that's the point. We
Right.
all want to feel better, don't we? And so then, it's if only we can frame it like that. But yeah.
Do you find it easier to eat better and move better, like to, exercise or whatever, for just your overall health than for losing weight? Like, if I just think, I know I'll feel better if I do this, It's so much easier than
I think
I
for
know I'll
me,
lose weight if I do
exactly.
that.
I think it's almost removing any end goal at all. I think it's just turning it
Right.
into something that I do, something that
Yeah,
I,
like a
which I need to get much
lifestyle.
better at. But yeah, something that I do, and we've spoken before, is part of your habits, part of your routine, because that's what you do to feel, and you will feel the great result of that is that you will feel better, and you may well lose weight as well. But it's
Right.
really just because that's what you do as part of your lifestyle. And I think people that are healthier, that's what they tend to do. It's not a non-negotiable, is it? They do that as
It's
part of
just
their
how they live.
lifestyle. Yeah,
Right.
absolutely.
I was going to add too that it takes about, so, if somebody does think, wow, I have all those things, procrastination, moodiness, blah, 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 right? Oh, I can, I can do this. I can get some extra sleep or try to move, get some sunlight. It's not going to happen instantly. Apparently, it takes about 90 days for the
Okay.
dopamine levels to reset. So
That's interesting.
that's
Yeah,
something
I
to
didn't know
keep
that.
in mind.
I did
And
read
there's also
about,
no
oh,
proper
sorry.
test. There's no good test for it either.
No, I read about that because
You
actually you
did
sort of think,
too,
have I
yeah.
not? And you just think, well, I think really you've just got to, again, take it as your overall holistic wellness, haven't you? And just go, am I really
Right.
looking after it? I don't know. But if I'm not feeling that great, then this is one of the things I can do to try and correct that.
And I think it's, do you think maybe it's a double-edged sword a bit too, where you overeat because dopamine levels are
And then
low,
you're then
so
having an
you
impact on it.
want that, you
Yeah.
want that feeling, that anticipation feeling, and yeah, and then it's just a vicious
I think
cycle.
everyone's as well going to have their own experience about this, aren't they? But for
Yeah.
me, I am becoming more and more aware of the fact that the two stumbling blocks and drivers for me with regards to this and everything is sleep and water. So
Right.
yes, I could be better at doing my exercise, but I am a very active person, so I don't feel quite as worried, although I do need to set some
Right.
dedicated time. I've got good routines, I'm an organized person, but sleep and water seem to just disappear sometimes for
Elude
me.
you.
And
Yeah.
I don't
And when you get
realize, and I'm
busy,
like,
is it
whoa.
when you get busy?
Yeah. And yesterday,
Yeah.
I confessional time, I got to the end of the day, I hadn't drunk a sip of water all day.
Wow.
I'd had 2 cups of tea and 1 coffee. That is it. And
I'm
I
like the water
was
police
so
when we're on a
dry. I was
shoot.
like, oh, I'm
Yeah.
really, and the other knock-on effect is the sleep. So I,
Right.
it's not so much how much sleep, it's the time for me, it's the time I go to bed. So
Yeah,
if
you
I
go to
go
bed
to
quite
bed,
late,
I
don't
do,
you?
but the more the later I go to bed, the less I feel in control the next day of what I eat, my choices, my mood, the whole
Right.
thing. But that would mean I could go to bed really late and sleep late, but it wouldn't help. It's that time that I go to bed. So it's
You
going
have
to,
a certain circadian
yeah.
rhythm, obviously. Yeah.
And so those are the things that I'm going to really start to focus on because I know that I get a better result. And I think they are, now I know they're such drivers within the dopamine levels as well. I'm like, it makes a huge amount of sense to me. I'm like, okay. So then
Right.
I do feel lower. I feel irritable. I feel, unmotivated. I crave
Right.
sweet food. I eat sweet food. I've probably damaged it again or, impacted it again.
Right.
And then so this will then continue. So for me, my Kickstarter will be get better sleep and drink more water. And I think I will
Okay.
be amazed at how that then,
Well,
I'm confident it will have such an impact.
that can be your challenge. Focus on those two things for your
Yes,
challenge, for the
it could
dopamine
be. Yeah,
challenge.
I have
I
written a
think mine's
challenge for
going to
all of
be,
us, but
oh, okay, good. Mine is going to be the exercise part of it,
yeah.
because when I get so busy like I am right now, and like on in all seriousness, I mean, I was
Yeah.
leaving, it was like pitch black. Get home, it's pitch black. Like,
Yeah.
the days were really long,
Long.
14-hour days, and I'm exhausted. So, but next week I'm hoping it'll just even out a bit. I'm still on location, but and I'll get back into doing my exercise on
Yeah.
a more regular basis, but and that will make me feel better. What is our challenge?
So I have said to identify how you're currently feeling. So I think that's really important. Have a really good think, don't
Right.
just coast. So identify how you're currently feeling. Be honest with yourself about how you're managing your lifestyle. So that can be these factors we've
Yeah.
just talked about: sleep, food, rest, organization, exercise. Be honest with yourself. What are you doing with each of those things? Plan some small adjustments to improve those areas. So what I want you to do is look at right now, and on a post-it note somewhere, write down, give yourself a score, 1 out of 5. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Or how are you with each of those
One
markers that
being
you've written
shit,
down?
five being
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. And we'll make a note of how we're feeling right now. It can either be overall, or you can break it down into each of those areas if you wish. And then in 2 weeks' time, let's just see what, if we make these changes against those different markers for ourselves, let's just see even in
Okay.
2 weeks how we're feeling. And we can give ourselves a new score of 1 to 5 in 2 weeks' time.
I can tell you right now, mine like probably one to two.
Are you that low?
Well, I'm so tired.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
that's it.
I've given
Yeah,
myself a
maybe a
score of
two.
3 at the
Okay.
moment. I know the things that I need to do better, the sleep, the
Yeah.
water, but the other thing I need to do better is I need to add fun, something of
Right.
enjoyment in,
Yes.
because otherwise everything is about
Work.
tasks,
Yeah.
work tasks. And so those are my 3 drivers I'm going to really focus on, but I will also keep a marker for exercise too, because I haven't been creating dedicated time for that. So I will put that as a marker for myself.
So it was sleep, water, food. Is that what you said?
Sleep, water, food, rest, organization, exercise.
Organization. Okay.
Because I think
Okay.
they are key areas of our
I bet
lives that we can all
exercise.
control.
Right. I like those. Today's episode's going to be a bit shorter, people. Sorry, because
You've got work to go.
I've got to go and drive to a photo shoot. Yes.
Yes.
Next week. We're talking about how to heal the negative relationship many of us experience with food. Many of us have an unhealthy relationship with food, viewing foods as either good or bad. Part of that, I think, too, is how we're raised. We were talking about that yesterday. We suffer guilt from eating, poisonous self-talk, reward, and think deprivation is the answer to weight loss, just all unhealthy things. We use food as a crutch, turning it to it to support our emotions. Been there, done that. Can we combat that love-hate relationship with food? Tune in to find out.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Be sure to check out our website for new posts each week as we dive deeper into each episode, and find links to our Instagram and YouTube channel in the show notes below. Please don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. We truly appreciate your support. And so until next week, bye for now.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye.